With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's the day before a government shutdown deadline, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats need to do something.
It's time for Democrats to fish or cut bait. We have 2 days until government funding expires. And Democrats need to decide if they're going to support funding legislation that came over from the House or if they're going to shut down the government. So far, it's looking like they plan to shut it down.
Senate Democrats mounting a last-ditch gambit over a Republican-led spending bill that already passed the House. The majority Democrats pushing a stopgap 30-day funding bill as an alternative. But its prospects are dim in a Congress controlled by the GOP. Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agrees in principle with the U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. But he emphasized that the terms are yet to be worked out and noted any truce should pave the way to lasting peace. Meanwhile, BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reports on the Russian president's reported visit to a key battlefront.
The Kremlin posted a short video of President Putin meeting his military chief, General Valery Gerasimov. If it's confirmed to have taken place in Kursk, it would be the first time Mr. Putin has visited the region since Ukrainian troops seized territory there in August. In televised remarks, he's expressed confidence that all such occupied territory would soon be completely liberated. Ukraine has lost much of the land it originally captured, and its hold on what it retains looks increasingly tenuous. Ukraine's commander-in-chief has acknowledged that his country's troops have pulled back from certain positions in Kursk.
Putin says more ceasefire discussions are needed with the U.S., including with President Trump. Pope Francis spent another tranquil night. A chest x-ray confirmed improvements. This is SRN News. The Navy is out of the abortion business.
Female sailors and Marines will no longer be given leave or travel expenses to help them terminate a pregnancy. The Navy is getting in line with new pro-life directives from President Trump. While dropping support for abortion, the service will help women seeking in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. Mr. Trump vowed to get the federal government out of the abortion business when he was campaigning, and now he's doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Helsinki has held its first service in Finland, created mostly by artificial intelligence. The congregation watched a dialogue between Christ and Satan play out on a large screen in the sanctuary. Also addressing the flock during the evening service with avatars of the church pastors and a former president of Finland who died in 1986. The widely advertised experimental service drew over 120 people. Worshippers said they enjoyed it. This is SRN News. A group of Ohio lawmakers in Congress pushing for NASA headquarters to be moved from Washington, D.C., to Cleveland.
The lawmakers argued in a letter Tuesday to Vice President Vance, who was from Ohio, and Jared Isaacman, President Trump's pick to lead NASA, that moving the space agency HQ would serve as a, quote, significant opportunity to enhance effectiveness, efficiency, and fiscal responsibility. In their letter, the Ohio lawmakers justified moving the NASA headquarters to the Buckeye State, arguing it would save taxpayers money and, quote, it aligns with broader efforts to decentralize federal agencies and reinvigorate regions outside the Beltway. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Vaccines could be a key means of suppressing bird flu and avoiding the slaughter of millions of chickens, which is blamed for egg prices averaging nearly $5 a dozen. But the move has been delayed in part because of concerns it could jeopardize chicken exports that totaled nearly $4.7 billion last year. Chicken meat producers remain the most resistant. More details at SRNNews.com.